Welcome back, everybody, to Feuding Families, everybody's favorite, sort of similar to other shows you've seen, and also might not be your favorite game show, in which almost a year ago, not quite a year ago, back in May of 2023, we asked the incomparable listeners about Marvel things so that we could then play game shows. And I believe the expiration date says used by the end of May 2024. We got it right on in under the wire. Oh. These are the very last questions remaining from that survey. And as we go through, you'll see why I didn't pick them for the other two games. But it doesn't matter. We love our listeners. We love our panelists. And here we are. Let me introduce my teams. You could call them families if you wanted to. First, let me introduce you to the forces of good.
Oh, they sound great.
Team captain, Dan Morin.
Oh, hello. I believe that label said best by end of May. So we're not at our best, maybe,
no.
But still valid.
No. No, I didn't time it quite right. Tony Sindelar is also on that team.
Oh,
hi, Tony.
I'm on a good team. This is unremarkable. Hello, nerds.
Chip Sutterth is also on the forces of good. Hello, Chip.
Oh, no. My wife told me to answer every question with Rogue and Gambit for some reason. Is that relevant?
I don't know. Are you married to Philip Michaels? It's very confusing. And Monty Ashley. Hi, Monty.
Defenders Assemble?
Okay, all right.
Yes, here we
now
are.
Let me introduce our other team, the forces of Glenn.
Oh, no.
Glenn Fleischman is the captain. Hello, Glenn.
I appreciate this.
I'm just going to start counting my points now.
I love it when you lean into the chaos. You're not trying to resist. You are leaning into it.
It's a battle between good and Glenn, as it usually is. Moises Chuyon is also on that team. Hello, Moises.
I find myself asking not what if, but what the...
Yeah, indeed. Another agent of chaos among Glenn. Oh, Glenn is an acronym for something by the end of the episode. Maybe we'll have figured out what it was. It's David J. Lohr. Hello.
Share it not you, it Fleischman.
Wow.
And Kelly Gamont. Hello.
I get no intro at all. Thing. Is it just because agent of chaos goes without saying? When it's me? Is that why? And also Kelly?
It says it all, I think.
Jason, I'm going with good Lord, everyone needs nachos.
All right.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Good Lord. Yeah, but shouldn't it be like an organization? It's just a nacho giving organization. Okay, I like this. I like this. It's a religious nacho charity is what it is called, Glenn. And Glenn says David and Kelly are the agents of Glenn. I love it.
It was originally good Lord, everyone needs napalm, but they softened their image.
No.
It's the group of leaders of entropy, negativity, and nonsense.
You can have a group of leaders? That seems ill-advised.
Yep. That story checks out.
Yes, it does.
Story checks out.
As long as we get nachos.
My message from Jason says, don't worry if we have to pad this. Some of the questions are real bad. Just making sure everyone else.
No, it's great. It's great. And we love our listeners. So we asked incomparable listeners again for their answers to our questions, and we compiled them. And then in each round, we are going to have you fight for control. And then, or actually, we're not going to have you fight for control, friends. We're not going to do it. We're going to alternate. We're going to alternate because the internet isn't good for fighting, and we want to bring love. So here's how it's going to start.
That is not my experience with the internet.
It's quiet.
I don't know
what
you're
trying
heard.
To make change by believing in change, okay?
Please, the great league of endearing negative nabobs demands it, Chip.
Dan and Glenn, prepare yourselves. You are first. Oh. You are first to guess, and the one who guessed the highest answer will get control of the board.
Whether Dan you like guess, it or not.
Dan will guess this one first. Dan, name an alien.
Name an alien. Okay. Sure.
Dan, just to clarify, he probably means from comic books. He doesn't mean give an alien a
like,
name.
Not like an alien I know is what
you're
saying.
Well, or, you know, or an alien that is unnamed that is requiring a name. That is also not what he's asking.
Jason, right. How many options are on the board?
Oh, 7 options are up on the board.
Okay.
Is one of those options Glenn?
I'm going to go with Kree.
Show me Kree. That is 7 points.
Ouch.
That is the number 7 answer.
Well, Glenn, if you name an alien.
Name one of the other 6 aliens.
It doesn't say alien species. The actual alien.
It just says name an alien.
Name an alien. I'm going to go with Groot.
Show me Groot. 25 points, number one answer. Good job.
Wow.
Forces of Glenn, would you like to pass or play? There are five more to get.
Always play. Always play.
Yeah, always play.
I agree. Good answer, always play. Fine. Play. Moises, name an alien.
I will stay within the realm of the Guardians of the Galaxy and say Rocket Raccoon.
Show me Rocket.
Oh, not
a raccoon. Listeners.
Not alien enough. He's
not
a raccoon.
Not alien enough. But David, perhaps you know an alien.
Thematically appropriate, though.
I will also stay in the realm of Guardians of the Galaxy and say Drax.
Show me Drax. Yes, Drax. 10 points. The number six answer. Very nice.
Oh, no.
Kelly. Yes. What do you think now?
I'm going to... let's see. I'm trying to think hard enough to give an actual answer, but not too hard because we're at the bottom of the barrel.
Strategy, yeah.
Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy seems pretty solid, so I'm going to go with Gamora.
Show me Gamora. Yes. Number four answer, 13 points.
Yeah.
That's 55 points up on the board. There are three more to get. Back around to Glenn. Name an alien.
I guess I'm going to go with the theme because I feel like our listeners may have obsessed about, they think of aliens, they're like, and then they pick that. So I'm going to go with Nebula.
Show me Nebula. Oh, sorry, Glenn.
My heart.
Another X. It goes to... Moises, two strikes, but three aliens, by as defined by the listeners. Two guests. Go ahead, Moises.
Aliens, as defined by the listeners. The Kree are on there. I'm going to go the Skrulls.
Okay, the Skrulls. Show me Skrulls. Yeah, number five, 10 points.
Hey.
Good job. There are two more left to get. You're still on two strikes. David, name an alien.
Oh, that's like my college secret society, Skrull and Kree. Yeah. I forgot.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Skrull and Crossbones, the assassin.
Oh, I mean, Thanos?
I like it.
He's purple.
You phrased it form of a question. I like that.
Yeah.
Show me.
Thanos. Yes, he is an alien, and he was number three. That is 17 points.
Oh, man.
So 82 points on the board. Hard. Number two answer, all that is left as it comes to Kelly. Name
Kelly.
An alien.
We believe in you.
Name an alien.
It's okay if it ends up being something real stupid. It's not your fault.
I'm not gonna put you. No blame.
Spock.
I was gonna say R2-D2, but no.
All published by Marvel.
Technically, because he counts as an alien and is probably one of my favorites in the entire Marvel universe, I'm going with Goose.
Goose, he's a flirkin.
Aww.
Or she.
Aww.
Anyway, show me Goose. No, it's not Goose. Still, so that is a great guess. Great
good
guess.
Good to go out in a Goose.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves, forces of good. You have one alien left to get. The ones that have been picked already, Groot, Thanos, Gamora, Skrulls, Drax, and Kree.
Okay, so
Jason,
I have a logic here.
When was this done? When was the
As I said, May of 2023.
So
Dan, let's hear your logic.
So here's my logic. They checked off most of the ones that were in my mind. There are two remaining in my mind, one of which is, again, getting into the heads of the listeners. So one thought was
always dangerous.
Okay, he's like, you throw out like Howard the Duck. Is Howard the Duck an alien? I don't know.
I think
I'm not
he's
sure
just a
they
duck,
would,
Dan.
Okay,
he was trapped in a world he never made.
Thor?
Thor, definitely Thor, 100%.
Or Asgardians is in, as a race of people.
But like, think about this is again. This is what listeners typed in. Are they going to type Asgardian or are they going to type Thor because he's the character that everybody knows? I don't know. Yeah. But that's in my head.
I'll tell you this,
especially
Dan,
at number two. That means a lot of people wrote that in.
If it hadn't, if it weren't so highly ranked, I would have insisted on Beta Ray Bill.
Of course you would.
Chip, I love you, but not on the
list.
Thor is
the only alien in the core Avengers.
I was also thinking of the Celestials, but I think I would probably put Thor higher up as a, you know, he has his own movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people know that. People know that.
I did write down Uatu the Watcher.
Pretty good.
It's definitely Thor.
Only has appeared in the animated form.
No, that's not true. Remember Stan Lee was out there on that
Oh, that's true. He was out there on that moon for a while.
But also, Uatu would only be an alien if he were on Earth.
a subtlety that I'm sure our listeners have considered.
Yes. Let us fully examine the subtleties of the poll, name an alien.
I think our listeners would think Thor is a god, not an alien.
No, because they know the movies, not the comic books. And in the movies, he's clearly an alien.
I'm open to other suggestions, but that's what came to mind.
Is Captain America not an alien of time?
No. Now that he lives on the moon.
Gonna need an answer, Dan.
Okay.
I think Thor slash Asgardians is a reasonable answer.
We're gonna go with Thor.
All right. 82 points are up for grabs. If you get this right, you get 82 points. If you don't, Forces of Glenn get 82 points. Show me, verily. Show me Thor. Yeah, number two answer.
I should have had more faith.
82 points for the forces of good in that round. But don't worry, Glenn and company.
That was brilliant play because the rest of that category made all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why that category landed in the
draft. There's always something. It doesn't make sense. That's how it goes.
The key is that Thor is from up, and up is far away.
The key is that a lot of the viewers only know the core Avengers movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. You're giving away the keys now. It's early yet, and also you never know when you'll be deeply frustrated by that assumption. Yeah. But
most of our listeners are illiterate and can't wake their way through a comic book.
That's why we love them. They just listen to podcasts instead.
We love them.
Round two, Moises will guess first, followed by Tony. Unless Moises picks the number one answer. This, top six answers are on the board. Moises, name a supporting character. That's it.
Oh, I see why you picked these last now. Jason? Yeah.
The cream of the crop.
Look, there's an art to picking panel questions, and then you run out of questions, and the art is gone. Then.
And here we are.
Now, how many are on the board?
Six. Mm-hmm. Loki.
Show me Loki.
Not on the list.
He's just too. He had his own show,
he's
not a supporting character anymore. I don't know.
What was that show called, Jason?
WandaVision.
Lucky Loki.
Tony, name a supporting character.
Yes.
I'll name Happy Hogan.
Show me Happy. Yeah, Happy Hogan, the number two answer, 14 points. Well done. Would you like to pass or play?
Always play.
You always play. All right. Why do I even ask? Chip.
Well, it's part of the format.
Chip, name a supporting character.
Nick Fury.
Show me Nick Fury. I guess not. Monty, show me
that show counted.
A supporting character.
I know she had a show. I liked the show. But outside the show and her segment on What If, Peggy Carter was a supporting character.
Yes.
So I'm saying Peggy Carter.
Show me Peggy Carter.
Was a supporting character.
Gasp. Ooh, oh, two strikes already. This is not going well. It goes to Dan now, a supporting character. Five characters are left on the board.
Thinking a little bit. All right, so we took some people off.
It sounded like you were referring to Dan as a supporting character, which, you know.
Best supporting character, thank you.
Aren't all the Avengers supporting characters when they're Avengers?
I thought Jason was going to say all of us are supporting characters in his podcast.
I am the host.
Yeah.
It's Jason's podcast. We just show up.
I'm
just a character actor.
I'm going to go with, this might be a controversial choice. I'm going to go with Phil Coulson.
Mm.
Oh, Coulson.
Good answer.
All right. Show me Coulson. Well, this round is going to be pretty meager. 14 points at stake, but Forces of Glenn, you can have them if you can name one of the five items remaining.
Important to go back through the minds of the listeners that filled out these surveys on the previous games. They listed Phil Coulson on one of the lists in like the first one, but down toward the bottom of it.
So they know who Phil Coulson is.
Happy Hogan.
He's the star of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Guys, the survey was from May.
Yeah,
the first part of 2023. The first two movies we got last year were Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So
who's a supporting character?
So like
Hank
Cassie?
Pym? Hank Pym. No, Cassie's a lead in that movie.
Hank Pym. Maybe,
Rocket.
Yeah, but she's a girl, so people don't give her the credit she deserves. So Rocket, she could be a valid answer.
Rocket's the lead of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but that might result in them classifying him as a supporting
character.
Guys,
all this comes through the filter of the bottom of the barrel, remember? So keep that in mind.
Kelly, there's no filter at the bottom of the barrel.
That's where the stuff gets filtered too.
In fact, that's what Phil is short for. It's Filter Coulson.
Yeah.
The dregs of this is like you're looking at, you know, what was his name? Okay. The bad guy in Quantumania.
I'm going to need you to start making
Jason,
suggestions.
Jason, I have a question for you. So the survey answers for this question were included with all the other stuff from the previous two games.
All three Marvel feuding families were from the same survey in May.
Then I think we should say MODOK.
Oh,
a lot of energy for 14 points.
Yeah.
The only other thing I was thinking of was
need 14 points.
Adam Warlock, but I don't think he was a big enough presence.
But
MODOK, right?
MODOK was a top ranked answer in a previous
fan favorite.
Game. I was gonna try and make a case for Jimmy Woo.
Gonna need an answer, Forces of Glenn.
I'm sticking firm on MODOK.
Team, what do the rest of the team think?
I was gonna try and make a case for Agent Woo, but I feel like MODOK is like once you add in the listener factor, I like MODOK.
I don't know.
Yeah. Nobody likes MODOK.
What's
your David? Do you
MODOK as an answer? MODOK. I don't like MODOK. I like it as an answer for the thing that we're trying to do.
Too many alternatives.
Here.
That's the problem.
All right, I think we're going with MODOK. We're gonna cut the cord. Right. MODOK. MODOK. MODOK.
Bless MODOK. Bless their hearts.
No.
Nope.
Nah. 14 points. It's never MODOK. You always want it to be MODOK. It's never MODOK.
Yeah, more like less doc.
Is it going to be like Mobius or something? Is that what we're getting? It's going to be Mobius.
Is it going to be Jane? Is it going to be Maria Hill?
As long as we keep saying stuff, we will never hear the list from Jason.
Any of them. Yeah. Nobody has mentioned a single one of the five items left on this list.
But I don't know either of the character names.
What's his name?
Darcy.
Dennings in the Thor movies and Owen Wilson in Loki.
No.
But I don't know who either of them played.
Darcy from the Thor movies?
Darcy is the character.
Oh
my God.
How about the Falcon or the Winter Soldier? Bucky. Bucky is a supporting character.
Bucky is always the supporting character, which is why Bucky is the number one answer.
Yeah.
Wow. But he wrote his own series.
I'm with supporting the Falcon. It's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
He's the like one sidekick in the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Other ones.
We liked calling that show Finding Zemo.
People love the Spider-Man movies, and so they put in Ned.
Ned
is great.
Guy in the chair.
People remember those Guardians of the Galaxy, and I guess they figure, you know, Groot's not in it that much. Groot is a supporting character.
That would have been
good for him.
If you think about Doctor Strange, who's always there? Wong.
Yeah.
Wong.
And the mini Iron Mans and Avengerses have Pepper Potts. She was your number six.
Oh, yeah. Consider Pepper.
Those are actually pretty solid ones. I should have said Groot again. That would have really
just
blown
say,
out.
We all agree that the things the listeners said are what they said.
Yeah, those were
the things we said were bad.
I mean, we like to give, we love our listeners. We like to give them grief in this podcast. I'm just going to say it. My judgment there, you all overthought it and they gave reasonable answers.
Both of those categories were actually literally coherent.
Yeah, those are the ones that I selected earlier.
No, it's still the listener's fault for being coherent.
All right, here we go. Round three. Chip and David step up to the virtual box. Chip will guess first. Chip, name a superhero who died.
Name a superhero who died?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Show me Iron Man. Number one answer, I assume you want to play.
Bam. Yes.
All right, Monty, name a superhero who died. Top seven answers on the board. You just got number one. There's six more to get. Name a superhero who died.
I know I keep saying that people only know the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say Phoenix. Jean Grey, baby.
All right, show me.
I'll just point at Monty. That also happened in a movie. Possibly two.
It did. At least one and maybe two. And that's why it's on the list. It's number four, Jean Grey.
Nice.
They yeah. may not be MCU movies, but if they do it Marvel twice, movies. It gets on the list. It gets on the list.
A thing we've learned in this is there are other Marvel movies that are not MCU movies, and some of our listeners have seen them. So Jean Grey, number four answer. And that brings us to Dan.
My only question is whether if they consider him a superhero. I'm gonna say Loki. Also died a couple times.
Loki, show me Loki. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Loki.
No Loki. All right, we're around to Tony now. Tony, you got four more to pick here.
I'm gonna go Black Widow.
Show me Black Widow. Boy, it's all spoilers in this one. Well, what are you doing listening to this? Show me Black Widow. Yeah, number two answer. The top four have been got. You're left with the last three. Chip.
Jeez.
Oh, have we got enough comic reader knee-jerk reactions here who forget the whole Winter Soldier stuff? Bucky.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Show me Bucky. Sorry, no.
That would be a no. Mm.
It is
a no. Good answer.
Good answer, good answer. Monty, back to you.
Okay. Professor X died at the end of Logan, didn't he? Sure he did.
Sure
Professor
he did.
X.
and in Doctor Strange, too.
Yeah.
Show me Professor X.
No.
Alas.
Monty, I was going to guess it, too. It was a good guess.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. Well, then, 83 points up for grabs for the forces of Glenn. Glenn, Moises, David,
well,
Kelly.
You've Jason, got three Jason can we get the order of the answers on the board right now?
You have had Iron Man, Black Widow, and Jean Grey at the top, and you've got three left.
And what was the exact question?
We have four left.
No, don't do the math, Moises, because something changed, okay. And I've erased history. Never mind.
We have three left.
We have three left.
Seven.
Kelly, what was your question?
What was the question that was asked that people are answering?
Name a superhero who died.
Okay, a superhero
I
who died.
I think Black Panther.
Okay.
Black Panther.
I'm
going to
say Black Panther,
Panther
because this was a year ago and that was fresh.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Okay. Team's answer, yes. Everybody good?
Black Panther.
Show me Black Panther. Yes.
Yeah.
That was the lowest scoring answer, but it was there. You get 83 points.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Woo! I was worried we were going to have to name a name, and then I was like, you guys, which one? Okay.
Okay.
According to the listeners, he's not an Avenger, but he's good enough
but
to
died.
Be at the bottom of the death.
Right. Yes, the other two.
How about Vision?
Vision. Absolutely.
I was going to go with Groot.
And Groot?
No.
Yes.
No.
No, strangely, and this is a classic we love our listeners' answer.
Superman, Superman, Superman,
Superman.
Superman.
Come on. Captain America.
Captain America.
He got better.
I was thinking Captain America.
I thought about it. He lives on the moon.
Well, yeah, also, he got frozen in ice for a long time and was assumed dead.
But that's a lot.
And he was shot by Sharon Carter in the comics.
Most of the time, he's still partly alive.
We all die three times. When we die, when we're frozen in ice, and when we time travel.
And we time travel until we're old and go to the moon. It's nice. Turn. We move on to round four. This round is the most special round of all. Round four.
This is when Jason didn't even have enough dregs for one question, so he smashed this together and resulted
no,
in two questions.
It's not.
100%.
I played this
unfortunately, when you're working with the dregs, you can't mash categories together. There aren't enough categories. This is a little bit different, but I'll explain it as we go. First, Kelly, you get to select first, and then Monty will follow. And the question is...
I still
is,
feel like you're threatening me.
And the question is, name one of Spider-Man's love interests.
One?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't make a list. Name one of Spider-Man's love interests.
MJ.
Show me MJ. Yes. Almost everybody said MJ. Hey, Monty, name one of Spider-Man's love interests.
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. There's yeah, almost there. Everybody said Gwen Stacy. And that brings us to this round, which is called We Love Our Listeners. Name one of Spider-Man's love interests that isn't Mary Jane Watson or Gwen Stacy. The top six answers, really technically 3 to 8, are on the board. Kelly, now it's time for you to actually guess. Name one of Spider-Man's love interests that's not Mary Jane or Gwen. I'm so proud of you. Both of you. Thank you. Kelly.
Iron Man.
Show me Iron Man. Oh, it should totally be there, but it's not. Oh. Monty.
I have been wronged by our listeners.
It should totally be there. It should totally be
there.
Did
they all not see the same movie?
I know, right?
Have they not read some stuff on the internet? Because the internet's... I was going to say Norman Osborn.
Name one of Spider-Man's love interests. That is the phrasing you need here.
He loves pizza.
Loves spiders.
Mm. You're thinking of Ninja Turtles.
No, no. Spider bit him once.
Okay. Science.
Show me science. Honestly, Monty, if I'd gone one lower down, science would have been there, but
I will take your pity.
I did not go that far down, unfortunately, but real close. Well, you know what that means. Glenn, name one of Spider-Man's love interests.
Come on, Glenn, I believe in you.
Well, this takes me back to the 1950s when I was a small boy in Texas, and I used to go to the local, I think they called it a drugstore, to the spinning rack. And when I was there, it's kind of locked in a stall.
Glenn.
I don't know what I can say. Okay, one of Spider-Man's love interests. I'm going to say Mary Jane. I know you're
no,
saying
we already
Jane,
said
but,
that.
You know, maybe they spelled it out. Oh, we can't. Oh, okay, so you've collapsed them all. I thought you might be being tricky.
Name one of your Spider-Man's love interests, but you can't name Mary Jane or Gwen.
Or even science MJ, or Iron
or
Man.
Science. Or science or Iron Man. Right. Oh, Iron Man's such a good answer. I'm disappointed.
I'm right.
Listeners.
I'm just choosing to believe.
Otto Octavius.
Okay, sure. Show me Doc Ock. Well, that was fun. Dan?
We've changed the game to just, if we never answer one of his love interests, we're just griefing Jason now.
Yeah,
I think.
Forever.
I'm having a great time. I'm not hungry. My dinner's not ready yet. Let's do it. Come on.
Lana Lang.
It's comic book time, y'all.
Let's go with Felicia Hardy.
Show me the Black Cat. Number one, actually number three answer. You guys, I guess you could pass if you wanted to in this stinker of a round, pass or play.
How many points was Felicia Hardy
46
worth?
Points.
What?
Oh, man. Holy cow.
How many answers are left
three?
On the board?
Five.
Okay. I can pick up like two, but like I'm not sure I can get five. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, the reason you do it is because any that you can guess that clear things off the board makes it harder for them to steal. That's really the
and
only
we get
reason.
Yeah, but then if
way.
They steal, then they have to name fewer things.
Right, and they get more points. Although 46 is a lot of points, so there's probably not a lot of points left in this category. You've got think about it. You've got roughly 50 points split among five items. So, yeah, your choice.
I don't know. I guess, you should play. It's interesting.
All right, let's play. Tony, name a Spider-Man love interest.
Tony, you love Spider-Man. You just played the entire three Spider-Man games.
I know. I'm worried that I have knowledge that the listeners don't have. Also, I don't totally remember the characters' names. I think it's like Silver Sable. Is that a Marvel Comics character?
That is a character, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not.
Nope. I am not surprised. Sorry, the only one I could think of was Black Cat, and Dan got it.
Yep. Chip?
Betty Brant.
Show me Betty Brant. Yes. Number three, Betty
that
Brant.
That was one of the two, Chip.
That is.
Very well done. Monty.
Jason, do you know who Spider-Man loves above all else?
I do, but you should say the name.
Aunt May.
Indeed. He does love Aunt May. Good. And is interested in her and her success. Aunt May was the number five answer out of six. Well done. That brings us around to Dan.
I don't remember her last name, but I'm going to say Liz.
Liz.
Sally?
No.
Is there a Sally
Liz? First movie. I think you mean Liz Allen. No, it's not her.
That's her last name?
I think so. I remember.
She's the Vulture's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Liz. Yep. Okay. Tony.
She-Hulk?
also say. Asked us a question. She-Hulk?
I know.
Not a love interest. Okay, that throws 64 points over in the clutches of the forces of Glenn. So what we have is Black Cat, Betty Brant, and Aunt May, and there are three more available that aren't
those
Mary
three,
Jane or Gwen.
One is between Black Cat and Betty Brant, one is between Betty Brant and Aunt May, and one's at the bottom, right?
Yep.
Uncle Ben. He talks about Uncle Ben all
guys,
the time. He loves Aunt May.
Guys, much like
Uncle
Iron
Ben.
Man, I'm going to go with Doctor Strange.
Kitty Pryde. Is that too obscure for our...
I don't know.
The comic book's
if,
not.
If Betty's
yes,
on there...
Yes, Kelly. Kelly. Oh. Kelly. I don't think he loves no. Doctor Strange now.
I was going to go with Betty Brant, but then I, you know, now that I can't, why not
Wait.
Julia Carpenter, Spider-Woman / Madam Web?
No. Uncle Ben, don't you think there's a, do you think he doesn't love Uncle Ben? What are you, monsters?
Not as a love interest.
I feel like.
Well, he doesn't love Aunt May as a love interest either.
But how about saving
our listeners
the
are thinking love interests are women.
How much can he like rice?
Saving
really?
People, web slinging.
Well, he converted.
He was a
that's
poor student. He had a lot of rice.
Carly Cooper
is on there. Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have anything better than? No, I don't think it's going to be those. Do we have anything better than Uncle Ben?
Almost anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
because everything else is sort of random in terms of what we think the listeners would do. Uncle Ben is the only one that has a symmetry.
So if we think they pay attention to the comics at all, Carly Cooper, Kitty Pryde, Silk, all three of them, good choices.
I mean, I like Kitty Pryde just because that's probably the best known of those names for people who aren't as... David, Kelly, what do you think? Let's...
I would go with Kitty Pryde.
Specifically
Blueberry. What do you think, Kelly?
I think so. I'm trying to think if there's a case to be made for anyone from a Spider-Verse movie, but I can't.
I don't.
The best I
yeah,
can
I
do still
all,
is
well,
is Gwen again.
Gwen.
So yeah.
MJ, Gwen, MJ.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go with Kitty Pryde. Is that the Kitty Pryde? Show us Kitty Pryde.
I guess.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Moises pulled that one out of his hat, didn't he?
I think we're wrong.
Correct.
But...
It was they were all tied at the bottom there. May and Kitty Pryde got the same number of votes, actually.
No Uncle Ben.
Well done. No Uncle Ben.
Oh,
the other two, sense. I didn't think anyone was going to get. First off, bless the many enough to be on the survey listeners who voted for Venom.
you know what?
Oh, wow.
It's more of a bromance, really.
Well, so is Deadpool, which is...
Is that for
been...
all the low information people have gone?
Yes.
So Venom was on there, and what was the other one?
This one is amazing. I decided to allow it because it's distinctly different from saying Mary Jane, which is a large number of people said Zendaya.
Zendaya. I almost asked, Jason,
God.
Clarifying question, yeah. does MJ include Michelle Jones?
He loves her in Euphoria, you know? He just thinks it's great. Great show. It's just a great
Tom
show.
Holland does love her, so it's fair. Yeah.
All right.
He's her umbrella.
Does this mean we're ahead?
It is my,
this be possible?
It is my sad duty to report to you that the forces of Glenn have taken the lead.
Ooh.
Wow.
But that's okay.
Welcome to the Glenn, Min Kitty Pryde.
Enter
I hope
the Gleniverse.
Survive the experience.
We're in the upside down.
The worst categories are yet to come.
Oh,
and so we're around to Glenn and Dan again.
Why, hello, Jason.
Glenn and
you?
Dan. Glenn will guess first this time.
Sure.
Glenn.
Didn't we guess on the last one?
Nope, you did.
Glenn.
No, we
well,
both
we had to go through
the...
because nobody got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, is we it, didn't do
it.
Yeah.
It comes back to us.
It, comes,
it, doesn't
it
keep
came
going.
Back around. But now, it, now, cast, it's, yes. now it's your lead here in round five. Glenn, name a Marvel character who can fly.
Oh, for crying out. All right, let me think about this. Give me 30 or 40 hours and I'll get back to you. No, let's see.
How many are there?
I'm just trying
Six.
To think how many.
Remember when it used to be first to buzz in, the simpler times?
Those were simpler times.
I'm going to go with the obvious one because it seems to be a characteristic of his. I know everybody flies. I'm just going to say Doctor Strange because he's front of mind.
All right, show me. And I almost thought you said he's a friend of mine, which I would believe.
Well, also that
you, Glenn,
we
totally.
Talk,
Glenn, show me Doctor Strange. No.
Oh, come on.
No,
In
no,
May 2023.
Dan, name a Marvel character who can fly.
You gotta love him. You can fly, and he's an alien. I'm going with Thor.
Yeah, yeah, it's Thor. Number three answer. Number three answer.
Not Doctor Strange.
Not Doctor Strange. Somehow it's Thor. Tony, name a Marvel character who can fly.
Yeah, you know who's better than Thor? Iron Man.
Iron Man. Show me Iron Man. Oh, yeah, number two answer. Good job. Number one is still up there. And four, five, and six are still up there. Chip, name a Marvel character who can fly.
Captain Marvel.
Farther, faster, higher, stronger. Yeah, number one answer. 33 points for Captain Marvel. Very good. Well, now that's the top half. Monty.
No, no.
Oh, crap.
Well, as far as I can tell, based on his superhero name, this is all he can do. The Falcon.
Show me the Falcon. Yeah, totally. Number five answer. Oh, two remain. Dan, back to you.
And again, the Falcon answered in this, but not when asked who is an Avenger.
Yep.
Please let that go.
But he's a supporting character.
Monty, do you?
Dan, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Vision.
Vision. I like Vision. Yeah. Whatever happened to him? Oh, he died. It was in the previous question. Show me Vision. Yeah, that is the number four answer.
Other choice.
One remains and you have no strikes. This is pretty amazing. Tony, name a Marvel character who can fly.
Oh, it's a Marvel character. So it could be...
Who can fly?
Consider our list so far. You want to read down our list?
Captain
there,
Marvel, Iron Man, Thor, Vision, and Falcon.
Gonna go Scarlet Witch.
Alrighty. Show me Scarlet Witch.
Nope, not there. Sorry, team.
Sorry, team. Chip, find me a flyer.
Continuing the grand tradition of characters who all they can do is fly, the Vulture.
Show me the Vulture. Nope, not there. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Well, it's a one bird man, I guess.
Monty, you got this. Monty. I believe in you.
I'm going to go with somebody else who's named after a bird. ... The Phoenix again.
Oh. Show me Phoenix. No. Okay. Forces of Glenn ready to steal 90 points away. You've got one shot at this.
Storm.
Hold on.
War Machine.
Whoa.
Hold on. This War is a category. Machine. Everything else has made sense. I think this one's insane.
What do you think it is?
And the reason, that's the reason I think we should say Spider-Man.
No.
Because he does, he web glides in the new movies.
Or swim, Captain, I refuse. But Storm, now Storm flies, which people would be thinking about her a year ago as opposed to today. Storm doesn't fly? Well, I'm just been
I don't think people are going to be thinking about it.
I've been watching the new X-Men cartoon, so she's front of mind.
There you go.
Bad thing. Well, who else? I don't.
Beta Ray Bill.
War Machine. Wasp flies just like Iron Man.
I like War Machine. Ant-Man and Wasp.
Wasp is good.
Ant-Man doesn't, but Wasp does.
When did Quantumania come out? Was that before?
Right,
it was right around here. Yes.
Wasp is pretty good. She flies.
Yeah.
If it's an answer that makes sense, Wasp sounds right. If they're out of their minds, and that's why Jason threw this category away, it's Spider-Man.
I would
I was going to go with Valkyrie because she rides Pegasus.
Yeah.
That counts.
It's not as recently according to our listeners. I would go for Wasp. What does the team think?
Oh,
right?
Silver Surfer?
No.
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 He glides.
I feel like there's something left field about this.
There may be, but what my left behind is telling me, no, what left field is telling me is we should pick an answer. Wasp? Is everyone good with Wasp? Yeah,
right,
we're going with Wasp.
I'll go with Wasp, and if it's Spider-Man, I might lose my mind.
All right, show
it'll be Agatha Harkness.
Wasp.
You guys.
90 points to the forces of good.
Oh,
and you're now in the
Silver
lead.
Surfer, because if it's a Fantastic Four character, surely it'd be the Human Torch.
Here's the thing. I have to
I assume it's War Machine, right?
I have to break
it's War Machine
to the forces of Glenn. Sometimes you got to listen to Glenn. It's Storm.
It's Storm.
Sometimes you got to listen to Glenn.
First name spoken by your team was the right answer, and you got far away from it there.
This is I'm a captain. I try to listen to the will of the
years
team.
Years of clearly knowing Glenn
never again.
Set you up for failure.
Exactly. Yeah, clearly Glenn's dedication to democracy was the wrong.
Well, that's failed.
We move on to round six. This will be Tony guessing first, and then Moises following up. Tony, we asked our listeners back in May. I'm just going to remind everybody because this will matter more for the next couple of categories, timing-wise. Back in late May of last year, we asked them, name a good Marvel TV show.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow. Mm.
Tony.
Mm.
That's just mean.
How many?
Seven.
Mm.
Are there seven good?
Yeah.
You great minds.
Well, minds. Like
yeah. Great minds.
No more chatter. Tony, answer.
I'm going to say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right. Show me Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, that's number seven. But it is on the board. Moises, name a good Marvel TV show.
X-Men, the animated series.
From last year, even though it was not.
Hey, right. That was his answer.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my answer. Yep, good job. Ray Tony, up. You get it.
Okay.
Tony, you get it. So, Chip, name a good Marvel TV show. You got the top six right in front of you.
The Marvels.
Not the Marvels.
You Ms. Marvel.
Nope, that's what you said.
Confirmed. No,
we had to get the X-Men the Animated Series. We don't get take backs.
But that was a choice.
It was a choice.
I didn't have a chance to correct him. By Jeopardy rules, he corrected himself. Yeah, Ms. Marvel is number three. Good job, Chip. Monty.
Agent Carter.
All right, show me Agent Carter. Ooh, it is a good show.
What?
Ooh,
wow. Blasphemy. Yes,
we're disappointed. We're not mad at you, listeners. We're just disappointed. Dan.
No, we're excited because we get to recommend Agent Carter.
You watch it,
you guys.
Agent
it's Carter. Really good.
It's,
really good.
Yeah. It's probably better than most of the things that are on this list.
Mm-hmm.
WandaVision.
Show me WandaVision. Number two answer, 22 points. Well done. Tony, back to you.
What if... No, that's my answer. What if?
Oh, show me what if. No, it's not on the list.
God. What?
Wow.
Oh. I have not helped at all.
I think there's some animation discrimination going on there is what I think.
Outrageous.
Sorry,
dude.
Chip, what do you think?
I'm hating myself for saying this.
Then don't say it.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
A lot of shows on the board, Chip. That is not one of them.
Okay, and this is
small,
why
small number of
I
points.
Threw our answer.
Small number of points available to the other side.
In any case, let's
Loki.
Talk through it.
Loki.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Loki.
Yeah.
Loki.
Or
Loki.
Daredevil, because people loved that show.
No,
I love Daredevil, but I'm going to say either Loki or Hawkeye, because somehow I'm the only person who thinks Moon Knight is superior because it features Oscar Isaac in his underpants.
Did Moon Knight premiere before? It did before May 2023.
It did.
I think Daredevil
is probably on that list somewhere.
I don't know. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. We're going with Loki.
Which one? Yeah. Okay.
Show me Loki. Yeah, it's the number one answer. 35.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, listen to Glenn on that one.
You have stolen 38 points. That makes the scores Forces of Good 186, Forces of Glenn 185. What?
Oh, wow.
What?
We're just trying to make it interesting.
So perfectly balanced.
What are the other shows?
The other shows.
What are the other shows?
Daredevil.
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Hawkeye.
And She-Hulk.
And She-Hulk.
Yes.
I'll go with that.
Was She-Hulk after that?
No, it was August 22.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Time keeps on slipping, Dan. All right. Stepping up now will be David and then Chip to answer this question. Name a bad Marvel TV show, David.
Iron Fist.
Show me Iron Fist. Number one answer.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you.
Five shows remain. I bet we could do it.
Kelly.
We should play.
Yeah, we should totally play. Kelly, name a bad Marvel TV show.
Bad Marvel TV show. Okay.
Think negative. Force your inner dark thoughts.
Well, okay. The one that I personally believe is What If.
The survey. You're going to say What If?
I'm going with What If.
It's not on the list here either. All right.
It's merely so.
Back around to Glenn.
I think people did not like Falcon and Winter Soldier in certain numbers, so I'm going to say Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Show me Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, that was, a bad show. Anyway, and so do some of our listeners.
What number was that?
That was number three on the list. Number two remains, as well as four, five, six. Moises.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Show me. Now, I'll just remind you, it was number 7 on the good list. Show me Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, it's number 5 on the bad list. There it is.
Our listeners contain multitudes.
Disagreements.
Name a Marvel TV show.
Yeah. That'll be our last question, right?
Is the next question. Name it to Marvel TV show. It's neither good nor bad.
David. David.
I know it had Oscar Isaac in his underwear, but it was an incoherent mess. I'm going to go with Moon Knight.
I kind of like Moon Knight, but show me Moon Knight.
I liked it.
Yep. There it is. That is your number 4 answer.
Number 2. Number four
answer.
Injustice.
So number 2 and number 6 remain, Kelly. Number 2 and number 6. You have one strike, so you're doing pretty good
here. This is good. Good. Do good work.
Number 2 and number 6. Okay. Read me what we've got so far on the list, and this is bad Marvel shows?
Yep. Iron Fist.
Okay.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Moon Knight, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's what people survey says.
Okay. Survey says.
Bad shows.
It has slightly less Iron Fist content, but not zero Iron Fist content. So I'm going with Defenders.
All right. Show me the Defenders. That didn't make the list. Maybe they felt it was just a little bit better than Iron Fist. That brings us back around to Glenn. Glenn, 2 strikes, 2 items left on the board.
I'm sorry, Glenn.
It's all right. It's all right.
I believe in you, Glenn.
So Iron Fist, Falcon, Moon Knight, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Summon the worst of the worst.
Well, the problem is the things people didn't like who have already said the terrible, unforgivable things they've said previously in this survey. I mean, my reaction is, if Iron Fist is on that list, I think Daredevil as well. I know there's just, you know, people like the show. Some people like the show. I think Daredevil will be on the list, so I'm going Daredevil.
All right. Show me Daredevil. No. Time to steal. Nice. You could steal 69 points this time.
I think we got to go.
I have an idea.
Inhumans?
It involves, yeah.
That's a good one.
Pike's Peak himself can't say.
I was going to say, we got to go off-brand. It's not one of the recent MCU shows, and I think that's a good choice.
Yeah,
I'm not going to throw mine in because those are too good. That one's too bad.
Yeah.
Jason, I think we're going to go Inhumans.
You know, Captain Pike's on that show.
He is.
And yet, show me Inhumans. Yeah, that's the number 2 answer. Yeah. There
That's good. That's good.
It was so bad.
I thought people wouldn't remember it because it was so bad. No one watched it.
It is, but it's all they remember about it
is that it's notorious.
Well, this is all coming down. It's 70 points. 70 points.
What was
the other show on that?
She-Hulk was at the bottom.
I had a feeling.
Oh, it was very, okay.
But yes.
I didn't even want to say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed. I appreciate that.
All right. Final chance for all. Kelly will guess first, followed by Monty for this question. Our last question, and trust me, I mean it when I say this, the last question available to me on the survey. Here it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
It's a category.
Of course it
Kelly,
is.
Kelly, name something a villain might say. The top 7 answers are available.
Oh, God.
We're going out with a bang, people.
Okay, that a villain might say.
Wow.
Okay.
This is a pyramid category, not a pyramid.
I know. But it's,
I know.
We could do the pyramid.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Kelly?
I'm trying to think. And now my plan. No, that's not good.
I need an answer.
I have you now.
Show me. I have you now. Protovision. I have you now.
Jason, is this whole round just a pretense to get us to like workshop your script?
Maybe. Monty. Something a villain might say.
A villain might say, "Curse you, Spider-Man."
Show me. Curse you. Yeah, curses. That was the number 5 answer. Well done. 6 points.
Man.
If we want to be cheap, we could just pass right now and guarantee ourselves a win, and we'd be out of this game pretty quickly.
I don't hate
Fair.
It.
You can pass. You want to pass?
No, we're playing.
All right.
You always play.
Well, that was a roller coaster.
Yeah, you always play. You can always play. All right.
I appreciate your game.
Well done, Monty. Dan. I stopped asking, and I should stop asking again, but I asked this time because I'm trying to be polite here down at the bottom of this barrel. Dan, name something a villain might say.
I'm going with it, even if it's not on the list, because it is my favorite villain trope. We're not so different.
That's,
you and I.
Yeah.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Show yeah. me. We're not so different, you and I. Number seven answer. Absolutely. Amazing.
I'm just upset that it's that low.
Tony.
Yeah.
That was my guess. You see, I'm not good at filling these in. I think it's the offer to join up. So it's like, join me. And, you know, not that we would rule the galaxy, but, you know, we would rule like New York. Join me.
Yeah. All right. Join me. No, that's not on the list.
Oh, that's surprising.
Oh. Chip.
You won't get away.
You won't get away with this, you meddling kids. Nope. Sorry. Not on the list. Monty, two strikes on you.
I got a pretty good feeling about this one. Before I kill you,
before I kill you, no, it's not on
oh,
there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
that was my backup option.
You get a
five possibilities.
You get a chance to steal. There are five possibilities.
How many points are on the board?
I mean, here's what I think the number one is.
There's only 9 points on the line, so you can't win, but you can put in a good showing.
But you know what?
He tests me, and I shall have him.
But I bet the number one answer is Hail Hydra.
Oh
yeah.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Go with it.
Hail Hydra.
I think so.
Hail Hydra
for 9 entire points.
Hail
guys.
Hydra for 9 points.
Woohoo!
Yeah, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Here
I count it
an
as
answer,
a victory.
Answer. It is
Mr.
Marvel.
Bond, I expect you to die.
It is well. So I would have given you that, David, because the number 3 answer was either die or prepare to die.
is foiled again?
Which is
on
really
there.
Foiled yeah. again is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
I think it goes with curses.
Yeah.
Fans of Superman might enjoy Neil.
And then,
it's not just a guy named Neil.
And then and then the ones that you really need to think about Marvel are things Thanos says. So the number one answer was I am inevitable. And the number two answer was perfectly balanced as all things should be. These are things that Thanos says. And
number 9 answer, gloves are awesome.
We're not so
things
different,
that
you
Thanos
and I.
Would say.
And with that, we've drained the barrel. 255 points to Team Good. Congratulations, Dan, Tony, Chip, and Monty. Yay! Woo! And 194 points. Very close. So close. And you each got 4 rounds. So it was
yes!
really one of the most competitive games of Feuding Families we've had
All
in a
right.
while. Good job to the forces of Glenn. That would be Moises, David, Kelly, and of course, Glenn, which stands for, what did we decide?
Good Lord. Everybody needs nachos.
Everybody needs nachos. That's right. And until I get around to asking you listeners another set of questions on a survey that I'll sit on for a year, this has been your host, Jason Snell, saying goodbye from the Feuding Families.